This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, joining me now on the show, broadcast partner on football here on the show, Don Bailey Jr. And our last show of this season back in August. We take the summer off, so we will be back in August, and when we come back in August, Notre Dame will be knocking on the door, August 31st, of course, first game there. And when we come back, I think our number one storyline is going to be Carson Beck. So I guess the question will be the expectations of Carson Beck.
The expectations are through the roof, and I understand it. Miami did a phenomenal job last year going out the portal and getting Cam Ward, and he came in and led Miami and with Coach Dawson and to the number one offense in America. He's ended up being the first pick in the National Football League draft, and Carson Beck comes in actually with a bit of a better resume in the sense of he was a blue chip coming out of high school at multiple years at Georgia, saw championships being won there, was a part of that. And then his 2 years of a starter really put up some great numbers. Now, he had some struggles with the interception last year, but if you look at it close, you realize, Joe, that there was the receivers weren't the same as they were the year before, nor was the tight end position. So, you know, there's some question marks as far as that goes, but I think that this season, at least in the beginning, will start will fall on the shoulders of Carson Beck, as it should. And it doesn't matter really who it is. If you're going to have a great season, you better have great play from your quarterback, no matter what level you're at or no matter what team you're with.
The offensive line seems like, okay, that's taken care of. The wide receiver position, I think, is going to be intriguing. If you look at it, there's a lot of depth. And I could maybe make the argument there's more talent at wide receiver going into this season than in the past. However, the difference is they just haven't really played. Either A, they haven't played, or B, haven't played for Miami.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I think one of the things that Cam Ward utilized last year was spring practice. And he had those 20 practices with the receivers and then numerous, countless individual workouts with those guys. And that's what's going to happen quick. The chemistry is going to have to be built quick with this receiving core and Carson Beck. They're going to have to work overtime on it. They're going to have to build the relationships that are needed to have a great passing game. You look at that room, and there's an assortment of talent, different size and speed. But the thing that's common is relatively no experience at the University of Miami at the receiver spot. And that's going to be a very important part of training camp. It's going to be an important part of the preseason, and they've just got to build that chemistry. Fortunately for Miami, you opened up with the offensive line, and Miami's going to have the ability to run the football, and that's going to be the best friend of this passing game. If they can depend on their run game and have success at it, then the passing game doesn't have to be elaborate early on. I think as time goes by and everybody builds the chemistry that's needed for a great air attack, that Miami's going to lean heavily on the run game. And really, that's how they've built it.
The other side of the ball, a rebuilt University of Miami defense, new defensive coordinator, a bunch of new defensive coaches. So a rebuilt Miami defense, and the expectations there are that that should take a pretty good leap.
It should, Joe. And, you know, you've got Coach Heatherman, who spent a couple years with Greg Schiano, and you and I both have had spent a lot of time with him when he was at the University of Miami and had a chance to see his defense in the bowl game a couple years ago. And if you're a defensive coordinator for a defensive coordinator head coach, you've got to be pretty darn special. And the intensity that I've seen infused into the defensive side of the ball during spring practice has been very impressive. Coach Heatherman is an unbelievable instructor and depends heavily on detail, but nothing is very complicated. There's a rhyme and a reason for every move, and there's an answer for everything that the offense does. So it's not overwhelming as far as academically, but there is a ton of expectations on tackling, taking away the football, and pursuit.
They took away a Rutgers Greg Schiano player, Muhammad Touré. We saw him play a couple years ago at Yankee Stadium. That season for Rutgers, he had, I think he had 150 tackles or something. I thought he was better than any linebacker Miami had, but he's had some injury problems. But hopefully he'll be healthy and be a guy that can solidify the linebacking position.
Well, I think one thing that's important is if he is healthy, he's going to be one of the most important pieces on that defense, because he played for Coach Heatherman for 2 years, and again for Schiano, as you mentioned, but he understands how to translate the defense to the existing players. It's one thing to get it from the coach, and it's another thing to get it from a player that's in your room. So the linebacking core will have a tutor, so to speak, with him, and his ability to say, well, this is what he means. This is what he really means. This is what he wants. And it helps to have that assistant player in the room that can really clarify things, but more importantly, to set an example and execute the expectations of Coach Heatherman.
Okay, when we come back in a couple of weeks, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame will be in the on-deck circle. And they'll need a new quarterback. They've always had a great offensive line. They expect to be good on defense. They've got a new defensive coordinator. Their passing game was suspect last year, but they got two great running backs. And you can already see that storyline kind of developing for Miami and Notre Dame.
Yeah, what a great opportunity for both universities. I mean, to open up basically the college football season, Miami versus Notre Dame at Hard Rock, and especially after – you know, the 2017, I guess it was, game where Miami really put it on them at night there with Coach Rick. And there'll be a lot to talk about. It'll be very hyped up, and it'll be a giant game for both programs. I mean, it will just set the stage. The good news is, no matter how you come out of this, it'll set the stage for you, but also there's plenty of time to recover. So you look at this football contest that's going to right around the corner here, Joe, and it'll be a full house. It'll be a game that everybody in the country will be tuned into.
Okay, my summer is going to be filled with wedding plans. Your summer with Priscilla, you're going where?
Well, we're cycling in Europe, Joe. I really don't get an itinerary until I'm on the plane. It's a need-to-know basis. I can tell you I've been getting myself in shape for it, but I'll be chasing her on up and down the hillside somewhere in Europe.
Good luck on that. And when we come back, it'll be time for Hurricanes football. Don Bailey Jr. With us. All right, DBJ, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Joseph. Have a good summer now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.